T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:14 and a half now, 60% chance for showers today, then 40 tomorrow, and then as we head toward the weekend, chance for rain drops to about 10%, but the high temperatures rise to about the mid-90s. It was an exceptionally violent 4th of July weekend around the country, and New Orleans was no exception. I'm trying to get a handle on how many people were shot and how many were killed. The Guardian reporting 500 wounded, 160 dead. That seems high to me, but I don't know. Peter Scharf joins us, adjunct professor and criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Tommy. So glad to be with you.
Do you have nationwide numbers or not?
I mean, I have the same derivative source. I think they're coming in dribs or drabs. But one thing I noticed is that though Chicago got all the attention with 13 killed, our per capita murder rate over the weekend was higher. And that is really frightening. Yep, well, because Chicago has 7 times the population roughly of New Orleans. So we are right up there. And everybody's scratching their heads and looking at the factors that could be driving this. You want a few? Would that help?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what you hear, Peter.
Good. I'm so glad to be with you. Anyway, it's the get out of jail syndrome. We're out of quarantine, and everybody goes crazy. The second, I think, these are sort of the macro kind of factors. The economic stress, you know, people, you know, you lose 23 million jobs, you know, few recovered, far fewer. And there's an economic stress around that's very, you know, pernicious in terms of this kind of activity. The third, I think you have to look at is all forms of the demonization of the police. I spent a week of training, went very well with Gretna, the Gretna police, and you could just feel the counter pressures police are facing right now. I told the folks in my class, I said, you have the toughest job in America. You know, you're between a rock and a hard place. And, you know, there's an argument that police all over the country have gotten cautious. I mean, in this environment, you know, where you're charging police with capital murder, you know, in various forms in Minneapolis and Atlanta as examples, that who's going to jump out and try and intervene in a situation? You know, it's a very difficult job to be a police officer right now. You know, then locally, I think, you know, we went through a number of changes in policing doctrine. We moved from intelligence-led policing and district task forces, and, you know, they backed off proactive policing, you know, NOPD, in many ways. And, you know, the arguments were that civil rights violations were violated, and I understand all that, but could that have an effect on the rise in murders locally? Another factor, which, you know, I've looked at over the country, is you think about it. What happens in a quarantine? The Cineplex is closed. There's nothing to do. The dope trade thrives. So you have, you know, along with Little Caesars and everybody else, alcohol delivery of drugs. And, you know, the drug market, which was relatively stabilized, got totally out of whack. And you look, for example, at the murders in the Roadway Inn, those look, have all the markings, I-10, a lot of drugs in that area drug-related murders. The numbers are awful in New Orleans. You know, last year we were at 60. This year, as of today, or this morning, unless something I missed this morning, it's 91. So that's an increase of more than 50% off the base of 60. And that projects, if you just project it linearly, you get to 180 murders. In 2019, we had 119. That's awful, just awful. And the other thing, I think, in New Orleans, and the leadership is good. They've shuffled the deck a little bit with moving people around. And anytime you shuffle a deck in leadership, you don't know quite what's going to happen. So, you know, hopefully they'll analyze what's going on, develop strategies. I think what a lot of people are calling me about is sort of what's the new doctrine. You know, we went from intelligence-led police saying we hired all, and I was involved in that process, hired all these intelligence analysts. If we're not doing that, what is the new doctrine? So I think everybody's looking to the Sean Ferguson, John Thomas, Paul Noel, and they're saying, okay, what are we going to do about this? Because
let's take a break. And pick it up here when we come back about what are we going to do about it? Because if Memorial Day was bad and 4th of July was worse, Labor Day is going to be here before we know it. And I don't know what the hell is going to happen then. Peter Scharf's our guest, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health, as we talk about the gun violence over the 4th of July weekend, which, in case you missed it, per capita was worse here than it was in Chicago. 8:20 time for traffic, WWL. Tommy Tucker, 8:24 and a half here on WWL, talking to Peter Scharf, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health, about the violent 4th of July weekend around the country and here. And everybody talks about Chicago, but Peter, to be clear, and I hope I'm saying it right, per capita, it was worse here than in Chicago. Is that right?
Hey, let me give you a shocker. It was twice as bad. You think about it.
Wow.
We had four murders. They had 13. They're about seven times our population. And, if you're twice, and also if you take the 180 murder projection, which is just, arithmetic, we would have almost double their per capita homicide rate for the year. We can't let this happen. You really can't.
When you talk about police work, one thing that surprised me with the killing at the Wendy's in Atlanta was that the police officer even gave chase, because given the conditions, I got to tell you, if I was a police officer, I'd just let him go. I'd have called it in on a radio and gotten some help out there to look for him. And I don't know if that would make me derelict in my duty, but you got to read the room, right?
Right. And, in the training we're doing now, we went through that case frame by frame. And, there are several points that determine that outcome. So one, he's asleep in the drive-thru. Do you really let him go? What is the liability for the citizens as well? The second point was, I think several people I've spoken to, police officers I've spoken to, said that they didn't want to use any problematic control holes, choke holes or whatever, in this climate. So the Ralph was the officer's name. He grabbed his arm and the individual slipped by and started running. And again, this, the demonization of the police nationally has, I think, people will look back at it and it will be considered as a political and moral disaster. People are putting their lives on the line, and they're groups that have systematically demonized the police. I'm talking this afternoon with Boston police. I've been talking to Seattle, talking to Atlanta, and the demoralization of the officer on the street is unbelievable. And one, there's what we call in public health iatrogenic disease caused by the treatment, that the political climate may create risks in the sense that you're letting things go on, and suddenly a taser is fired as a cop and everybody's running and a person gets killed. And then you get this extremely punitive sentence, potential capital murder. Now, it's and I've been doing this forever. I'm old. And you go back to the Len Davis era. You go back to any of the catastrophes in our history with the police. Nothing has been as bad. You know, the divisiveness and the pressure on the officer, I think, is profound. And whether you can directly link the rise in murders to excessive caution and fear by the police officer, hey, I could wake up in the morning and at night I'll be sentenced to a death sentence. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, that's blunt. But this is, I admire the police officers that I know, that they're willing to continue working through it under these circumstances.
Peter, I appreciate your time. I really do. I don't know what is the short-term answer here. Is there one?
You got to huddle in a circle, analyze what's going on, and develop a proactive strategy that's consistent and public, try and get this under control. If we're at 91 murders this morning, right, the chance of this being over last year, 119, is 100%. So, you know, there is not a lot of time to wait and see what happens. Also, you're walking into the summer months. So I hope that this strategy emerges and we get this under control.
Appreciate your time, Peter. I really do. Saying it's worse than the Len Davis days. That's a strong statement, man. I'm going to tell you what. It is. Cynthia Lee Sheng, and if y'all, those of you don't know who that is, he paid to have a witness against him killed. And I believe he's on death row now. Thank you, Peter. Cynthia Lee Sheng joins us when we come back, president of Jefferson Parish, to talk about the COVID-19 in Jefferson Parish and mandatory mask wearing, etc. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us. Boy, that's disturbing news about the shootings. 8:30 more, we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.